You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Heartland Theater Company is recreating a classic and infamous radio broadcast Friday, October 30th at 8 p.m. on WGLT and WCBU. It's The War of the Worlds, first broadcast October 30th, 1938 by Orson Welles' Mercury Theater on the air. The radio show caused a sensation for allegedly triggering panic among some of the listening audience who mistakenly believed Martians were invading New Jersey. Heartland Theater's Reese Lovell is the director of the drama, and he says this is a great fit for the theater and seems to have inspired local performers to audition for this rare opportunity.
I was overwhelmed with the turnout for auditions. I had 40, close to 50 people who sent me audition tapes.
That's a lot of people. Do you normally get that many to audition for your plays?
No. To put that into perspective, I would say for a typical show, we might get anywhere from 15 to 20 people auditioning. This was just great.
So what is it that made so many people turn out? Is it because it's so famous, because of its history of its broadcast and causing a little bit of panic when people heard it and didn't understand what they were hearing?
That's a piece of it. I also think that artists are just starved right now. I am. That's what feeds our souls, that act of creation. So we've been thinking outside the box. It just made sense to me that radio was the way to go.
I know that you're having a lot of fun with this, but I also know it's a lot of work to do radio drama, having produced it myself. So tell me about what you have to do to put this together, all the technical aspects of that.
Every single rehearsal was over Zoom, and in the early days of Zoom, I used the term early days like it was 200 years ago. It was pretty rough. So some of those first rehearsals were frustrating because people had to be reminded to mute their mics so that we didn't have that connectivity issue. But by the time we got, you know, past that first week, we had it down to a pretty well-oiled machine. I also had, because of COVID and because there was always that risk that I might lose an actor who became sick, I had to have understudies in place. So thankfully, I had such a great turnout at auditions that I was able to almost cast the show twice over with solid gold actors in both casts, the main cast and the understudy cast. The last two nights we've been meeting out in person, the first and only time that we've met in person. We met out at Heartland Theater, but not in our theater proper, in that large community room when you first walk in the door where we hold our receptions. And we had the microphones 12 feet apart. We did have yours truly with Clorox wipes wiping down the mics after every single actor went up to the mic, and we all remained socially distanced. And it went like clockwork. Huge props to my recording engineer and sound designer, Aaron Pellucci. I think I waited to get a yes from him before I even pitched it to WGLT, to be perfectly honest. And when listeners tune in on October 30th, they're going to be blown away by what he has done in terms of mixing in sound effects that sound like they're state of the art. This was one of the biggest questions that he and I faced early on, was how true do we want to be to 1938 in terms of the fidelity of the recording? Did we want the final product to have all of that crackle and hiss and the pops and stuff like that? Did we want our actors to affect that mid-Atlantic accent that so many radio announcers used during that time? We did use the mid-Atlantic accent for our announcers. Thankfully, Connie DeVere was cast as one of the main announcers. The action kind of goes back and forth between what's happening in the field with the invading Martians, and then, you know, they take you back to the CBS studios and they're reporting on what's been going on and how much greater a threat the Martians have become. They're closer to New York now. They're getting closer and closer. And Connie is a voice teacher at ISU, so she was able to work with me and some of the other actors on really finding that mid-Atlantic accent.
I was very curious about the sound effects and whether you would have a live Foley stage Well, I always feel like I missed my calling because I would love to have been a Foley artist. But your sound effects are digital, but they're made to feel like they came from 1938.
Yes, I've worked with Aaron Pallucci so many times, and I trust him implicitly. I deferred to him. I said, if you can, you know, using all of these great new effects that wouldn't necessarily have been available to them back in the day, if you can use those but still run it through some kind of filter so it sounds like old-timey radio, that's what I'm going for. And that's what he's delivered. The battle scenes at Grover's Mill, New Jersey, that's where they land, the first invaders land. Orson Welles decided to do it, working with the screenwriter, Howard Cook, who wrote Casablanca. They decided to set it near to home here. And we know what the result was.
That was, yeah. It would be so fun if you actually fooled anybody with this. I don't think it's likely.
People would, unless people have been living under giant rocks their whole life, I think it would be hard to pull the wool over their eyes.
So ultimately, Reese, what do you hope audiences get out of Heartland Theater's production of The War of the Worlds?
I hope they have fun. And I hope for 1 hour they are taken away, their minds are taken away from what's happening in our world. There are too many awful things that have happened in the last year, and I want this to be a diversion, a fun, entertaining diversion where people can laugh. There is humor in it. There's a character, Farmer Wilmoth, who in the original was a man. All of the characters were male in the original, but I asked the company that holds the rights to the script, to the radio play, if they would give permission to change the gender on some of these roles, because I saw no reason why Farmer Wilmoth couldn't be Mrs. Wilmoth, nor any good reason why some of the announcers or like the switchboard operators couldn't be women. And they said, sure, that's fine, and they granted me permission. So I've got Carol Scott playing Mrs. Wilmoth now, who's kind of a hoot. So there's a lot of humor in the script. I hope they'll be thrilled by the whole thing. I hope they laugh and ultimately are encouraged to know that Heartland Theater is still around and sending you good stuff.
That's Reese Lovell, Artistic Director for Heartland Theater Company. Their production of The War of the Worlds can be heard Friday, October 30th at 8 p.m. on WGLT and WCBU. I'm Laura Kennedy.